On the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The head of the agency responsible for approving COVID-19 vaccines says he won't rush the decisions regarding vaccine safety and efficacy.
After being summoned to the White House for a meeting about vaccine development, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn says officials will take the time needed to, quote, get this right. The FDA is weighing whether to authorize the Pfizer and Moderna experimental vaccines, while a separate scientific panel is tackling the question of who should first receive them. Hahn says everyone is working really hard to look at the applications and get it done, but they have to do it the right way.
Correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Meanwhile, infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the vaccines are coming.
Help is on the way, and we are going to get out of this. We will get through this, and we will be back to normal the way we were before this particular plague hit us, and do the kinds of things that we enjoy in life with our friends, our loved ones, and all of our colleagues.
Who gets the vaccines first? According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be at the front of the line when the first coronavirus vaccine shots become available. It appears Republicans will take a new approach to passing another coronavirus relief bill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has begun circulating a new relief proposal among Senate Republicans. It's a move he made after speaking with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. McConnell's earlier $500 billion proposal has twice been rejected by Democrats, holding fast to demands for more than $2 trillion in spending. As for his latest proposal, McConnell told reporters he was going to, quote, get some feedback to see how our members react. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 185 points to 29,823. The NASDAQ rose 156. The S&P advanced 40. Oil down 79 cents to $44.55 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. In a unanimous vote, the Clark County Commission certified the results of the contested race in District C, which Ross Miller narrowly defeated Stavros Anthony by some 10 votes. The decision was a reversal from the action taken last month to not certify the results when the County Registrar of Voters, Joe Gloria, told commissioners that 139 discrepancies were identified, enough to cast doubt over the outcome of the race. Today's decision appears to end the possibility of a special election and leave Anthony with the only option to contest the results in court. Some Las Vegas area charter schools have switched back to 100% distance learning following the Thanksgiving break, a move which is expected to be temporary. School officials say the move is being made out of an abundance of caution following the holiday weekend when some students and school employees may have done some traveling. Schools temporarily operating under full distance learning included Mater Academy, Doral Academy, and half of Pinecrest Academy's campuses. The Clark County School District has been under a full distance learning since the school began back in August, a plan which will continue at least through the end of this current semester.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on the 515 northbound at Charleston. You're slow past the Boulder Highway there on the 515. Also, there's an incident on the left shoulder, 95 north at Ann Road, and activity on the left shoulder of 95 southbound at Ann Road. It happens to be the same incident.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two on this Tuesday. It's a Giving Tuesday. And I thought it'd be good to get my buddy Michael Schaus on. He's the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And Giving Tuesday is something special here in Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about what it is and what it does?
Yeah, Giving Tuesday nationally, I mean, we've got, you know, Black Friday on Friday, where traditionally people would go out and trample each other for TVs from Walmart or something. And then we've got Cyber Monday, which everybody goes online and buys their holiday gifts. Giving Tuesday is an opportunity for people to give to the charity of their choice. Now, the reason why this is important to us is because we are a not-for-profit, which means you can give to us and deduct it from your taxes. So you can give us a tax-free gift, gives you a break on your taxes, and it allows us to continue doing the work that we do here in Nevada. Traditionally, leftist causes have kind of ruled the day, so what a wonderful moment to say, hey, on this day when everybody's giving to their favorite charity, let's give to something that really matters, like preserving liberty and freedom and free markets.
How can people do that?
Best and easiest way is to just go to our website, nevadapolicy.org. You'll see right up there in the top, there's a donate button, and you can do it that way. You know, I will tell folks, it's interesting because this time of year when people start to think about end-of-year giving and taxes and things like that, we get a lot of folks who will give us anything from $20 to, you know, large amounts. And everybody does it in slightly different ways. Some people will send us checks. Some people do it online. Some people will include us in their estate planning. I mean, there's numerous ways, but the easiest way, just online, And if you want it to go to something specific, if there's something that we're doing that you really like, that you want to see more of, you can always add that to your donation so that way you know that it's going to a policy or an issue or a campaign or something that really is important to you personally.
By the way, this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and Rico Aller, my buddy at Carson Insulation. We have William Barr coming out today, the Attorney General of the United States, saying there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. And yet you see all kinds of people crisscrossing the country and here in Nevada. We're in court right now. Relative to this. First of all, where was the investigation? Did I miss the investigation? Did I sleep through that one?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a big question here about where the investigation was. But, you know, I'll tell everybody right now, this is one of the really big reasons why it's so important to focus on what's going on locally. I know we all get wrapped up in what's happening in D.C., but elections, like almost every other government policy that impacts our life, begins here at home. I mean, all of this comes down to what's going on in our backyard, which is why it's so important for everybody to be involved in that local process.
Well, we know that Stavros Anthony, it looks like he's now not going to get his special election. He was going to get a special election, and then the Clark County Commission just this morning voted the other way. And what a bizarre deal. And then he loses by 10 votes?
Yeah, it's going to be bizarre. And I'll tell you, this is something that everybody's got to, you know, just realize is kind of a reality of the game. It's going to be a far heavier lift for him to prove things in court. I mean, and this is just a thing that happens when you're talking about voter fraud. And it's one of the reasons why the real focus here should be beyond just who won or who lost an election. And it should be, how do we make sure that we've got integrity in our election system? This is a great opportunity for folks to be talking about things like voter ID laws, for people to be talking about things like getting rid of universal mail-in ballots and instead going to an absentee balloting system or something. It's so difficult when you get to the court stage to prove, yes, here are, in Stavros' case, 20 clearly falsified ballots. That's going to be very hard for him to get his hands on.
Yeah. The president, I think, nailed it. In fact, in the first week after AB4 was passed in Carson City under dead of night, the president was out there saying, "This thing's going to be a disaster," and it has been. How bad has it been? And by the way, how do we get out from under this? How do we end the mail-in voting? Is it going to happen naturally, or is it going to have more legislation?
Well, the first part of your question, you know, how bad was it? I think we need to step back for a second, forget about the presidential race, and start to look at what else happened in this last election cycle. And really, Republicans outperformed what anybody ever thought. I mean, if all the changes to election systems in the last year were designed specifically to help Democrats, well, then they were very poorly designed. It just didn't really work. I mean, Republicans took seats in the House, they kept the Senate, and on the local level, Republicans did very well throughout the country. So there's definitely a lesson there, and it is a lesson that people were not pleased with the overall Democrat message. Now, the presidential race gets into a different level, of course, but the point of all that, I think, is, again, it's an opportunity. If Republicans are very concerned about the integrity of the vote, they need to go out there and start talking about that specifically, because, you know, mail-in balloting is very, very open to fraud. That being said, it's not as if Republicans across the country lost specifically because of mail-in balloting. In fact, many actually managed to win because they had a better message than their opponents.
But what I worry about more than anything is I worry that people are going to give up. People are going to say, well, even, you know, Stavros Anthony's 10-vote loss on the Clark County Commission, even beside that, my vote really doesn't matter. I mean, this whole thing is fixed, and there's no way that Republicans are ever going to win another race in Nevada. because the deck is going to be stacked against him.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's a real sense of that out there. And it's not just, by the way, this is not just a problem that Republicans are running into. You know, I've been talking to a lot of folks from across the political aisle who, for years, have thought, oh, it's all fixed. And that's a real big problem because, you know, we always hear this, go get out the vote, and, you know, rock stars telling us that it's your civic duty. My argument is, I don't think it's anybody's civic duty to vote. But when people choose to vote, they need to have confidence that their vote's actually being counted accurately and fairly. And without that, you're going to drive down engagement from people who would otherwise engage, and you're really going to end up with a system, forget about who wins or loses, you're going to end up with a system that seems illegitimate to the people that are then ruled by the people that are elected.
So let me ask you, we've got another session of the Nevada legislature ready to kick off on February 1. It has to kick off on February 1 via the Constitution. What needs to be done at the state level? I mean, in the short term and in the long term?
A lot. It's going to be a very, very busy session, I'll tell you that. First thing that I think needs to happen before anybody talks about anything else, everybody that's listening to this radio show right now needs to know that taxes are going to be discussed up in Carson City, and you need to be ready for that. You need to be ready to fight against that. The CCEA, the Clark County Education Association, successfully got enough signatures to force the legislature to talk about raising sales taxes, which would be absolutely devastating, especially right now when we're in an economic depression. But Democrats have also been talking about other things, because that's their answer to everything is let's raise taxes to fix problems. So that's going to be number one. The second thing that we're really excited to see is a lot of folks are starting to talk about reining in emergency powers for the governor, and that would be huge, especially because it doesn't look like COVID's going to be going away as soon as January 1st gets here.
I know that Annie Black, who won her election out in Mesquite, One of the things that she's espousing now, she came out with a release just the other day. She'd like to see another special session before the regular session to deal with that very issue. Is it too soon to be dealing with that issue?
No, I don't think. I think it's actually past time to deal with that issue. I mean, it's amazing when you look at the emergency powers in the Nevada Constitution. First of all, it seems very clear that those powers given to the governor in times of emergency, when they discuss times of emergency, they're talking about, like, us getting bombed. It's very clear that it's militarily related. But even if you accept that a public health crisis qualifies or gives the right for emergency powers to the governor, it's been 8 months. It hasn't been this quick little, we need to do something right now, you know, 2 weeks. No, it's been 8 months, and every week, every couple of weeks, it seems as if he's changing his mind on how we're supposed to deal with this. That's no longer really in the purview of an emergency. That is something that the legislature and people's representatives ought to be figuring out.
Boy, isn't that the truth. By the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, and by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all the good folks there, and my friend Rico Aller, the chairman and founder of Carson Insulation. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk more about what a special session could do and what to expect February 1 when they do come back. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Here's a question. Should the church get involved in encouraging people to take a vaccine? Some church leaders are advocating that. We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, joining us. And this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and Rico Waller at Carson Insulation. Let me just ask you, we've got another session of the Nevada legislature set to tee it up on February 1. And I'm just curious. You talked about how one of the things they're going to be talking about first is going to be taxes. The big question is, how much of a hole do we have in our economy? We do know that the economy is not what it has been, and that everybody, including states, are they're taking it, and it hasn't been pretty at all. Do we know how deep this hole is?
Not really, because it's not just how much money we're missing right now. I mean, it's not just the fact that businesses were shut down, casinos weren't paying taxes. You know, it's not just that. That's a problem, and that's calculable. the unknown is how long is it going to take us to get back to where we need to be? Even if we opened everything up tomorrow, not everybody would be up to full capacity. We've lost thousands of businesses. Thousands of people are still out of work. We have evictions starting right now for people that have been unable to pay rent for months. So there are a lot of problems that are going to continue to keep the economy depressed, which is one of the reasons why raising taxes right now would be an absolutely absurd and ridiculous thing to do, because all these businesses, all these workers, all these people who are currently struggling, they need to get back to work. And if you make it more expensive for them to get back to work, it's going to be harder for them to do that in a timely fashion.
Do you get a sense, though, that we are turning the corner? We've got this, we've got the vaccines coming out, and that, you know, in fact, we're going to be injecting people probably within a matter of weeks, certainly before the end of December. Do you get a sense that we are turning the corner, that there is, quote, light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe that light at the end of the tunnel is the end of the tunnel?
You know, I really hope so. I mean, it certainly seems like that's a possibility. The thing to remember, this entire crisis and this entire economic downturn was man-made. It was because people like Governor Sisolak said that we can shut everything down and basically regulate a virus into submission. That's just not the way it works. Viruses don't care what restrictions you put on our liberties and our freedoms. It goes ahead and it continues to spread nonetheless. So it's really important to remember that it's not just, oh, is there a vaccine coming? It's how much is, for example, Governor Sisolak going to continue to lean on these job-crushing regulations in a futile attempt to get a virus under control? And that's something that's a little harder to gauge, because once you give politicians a little bit of power, it's really hard to start reeling that back.
And by the way, how do we do it? There have been a couple of recall petitions. The latest doesn't close down until December 3rd. It's a couple of days away. But do we know how this thing, do we know how this reign of terror from the governor ends? Is it going to be in recall? Is it going to be years from now?
Well, I'm hoping that there's success in the next legislative session, despite the fact that Democrats control the legislature. It seems like there might be an appetite there to say, let's at least restrict the power that he has. That's not necessarily going to solve all of our problems, because even if he did have limitations on what he could or could not do, it's not beyond imagining that the legislature would have done exactly what he did. So hopefully that's the first step, that something happens in the legislature where we are able to limit his power. Beyond that, it really boils down to, unfortunately, what he thinks is good politics. Right now, with his latest restrictions that he put out right before Thanksgiving, that was really about show. That was him showing everybody, hey, look, I'm trying to do something, so here I am doing something. And it didn't really matter whether or not it was going to have a positive effect. So as soon as politics start to play into him doing less, that's when we're really going to see it. So maybe it takes as much as people actually reaching out to him on a very steady basis, talking about how this is crushing their livelihoods. Maybe it takes mental health issues really getting out of control, but at some point he will find it politically advantageous to start stepping back.
I'm just curious. The governor spoke about a 3-week pause. Is the 3-week pause going to be over, or do you think he's going to go beyond that?
Well, I love the term pause anyway, because it's as if we're telling the virus, hang on a second, time out, I need to retie my shoelaces. But that being said, you know, it's kind of like everything so far when it comes to how Governor Sisolak has handled this. It's almost impossible to tell what's going to come next. This has been the biggest problem since day one. When we first, if you're old enough to remember that term, 15 days to flatten the curve, he said 15 days to flatten the curve, and then consistently, every week, we moved the goalposts, and nobody knew how to plan their life around what the governor was feeling that week. And that's kind of where we are right now. If numbers go down, I believe he will stick to his word and will start to reopen after 3 weeks. If numbers, you know, deaths and hospitalizations and cases don't go down as quickly as he would like, I could see him bumping up restrictions even further.
Wow. I'm going to give you one more shot at Giving Tuesday, because this is something I never knew about till about 4 or 5 years ago when I got involved in charities and things like that. What is Giving Tuesday? Why is it so important?
Yeah, it's a really important day. People will give to the charitable cause of their choice. It's been a huge driver for nonprofits that, you know, take care of wildlife.